Hey, welcome back. We're going to go to the newsmaker line right away. Standing by, Indiana Senator Mike Braun. Senator Braun, good afternoon to you, sir.
Hey, Pat, how you doing?
Okay, boy, just all kinds of stuff happening up on Capitol Hill. Some of it two-thirds caca, but it's still up there. So you're against this infrastructure because I think you're against infrastructure that's not paid for. And it seems like Chuck Schumer tried to do a Pelosi when she talked about Obamacare 12 years ago and said, well, just let us pass the bill and then we'll see what's in it. Are they actually trying that again?
Well, I think that doesn't surprise me. That's part of it as well. But what they're up against is a clock. They've been dancing around almost a month. And the most valuable thing here in D.C. is the legislative calendar. And Biden wanted to see if he could get bona fide bipartisan discussion on paper, because did the same thing, remember, with the COVID relief bill.
Right.
That only lasts about a week. 10% of it was COVID relief. No Republican voted for it. Here he knew that we need something done on infrastructure. But this, when they told us a week ago through budget reconciliation, they were going to spend $3.5 trillion on nothing that has to do with infrastructure as we know it. That then told us that, hey, that's going through for sure. That means we almost, whatever we do on hard infrastructure, which now we throw trillions around like billions used to be, it's kind of chump change anymore.
Yeah.
But it got so convoluted and confusing, and it was eating up time. This thing very well now belabors into the August recess, and nothing else gets done. And that's kind of egg on the face of Chuck Schumer. McConnell would have never let that kind of sloppiness
be
involved. And now, let's face it, just add the two of them up, and it's $4.5 to $5 trillion, because they were linked when they said they were going to do the other one regardless last week. And that's what made this tenuous as well, plus squishy pay-fors to boot.
Yeah, it seems to me, as a Hoosier here in Northeast Indiana, that my family, I sense, maybe I'm wrong, maybe you're going to tell me I'm wrong, but I sense I'm already bearing some of the burden of Biden and the Democrats' large spending every time we go to the grocery store, every time I go to the gas pump. Every time I go to the gas pump, I'm like, dude, reopen the Keystone Pipeline, would you please? Because we were supplying our own, and we were becoming one of the largest providers of petroleum to the world, and now we're going to be back kissing the backside of the Saudis again just to get enough to run our cars and trucks.
And we're going to get Jimmy Carter along the way, because this is the closest we've been to what occurred back then, and that didn't work well for him. So, yeah, that silent eroder of inflation, kind of call it the inflation bomb that is going to be thrown at us. How that is going to work out is they're really gambling there, that if gas is in the mid threes, which it looks like it'll go higher for some of the reasons you've mentioned,
right,
and inflation's running 5 to 7%, they're sowing the seeds for losing both chambers in 2022. It gets down to those kinds of issues. And when you take, Pat, I was got in here just 2.5 years ago, $18 trillion in debt. That is a big enough figure. That's almost the size of our GDP annually. Now it's $28 trillion. And you do the rest of this, you're adding another 4 or 5 onto it. Crazy. I mean, that does not end up well.
No, that's unconscionable. We're talking to Indiana Senator Mike Braun. We appreciate him squeezing us into his day. In the 2 minutes we have left, there was a lot of back and forth with Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci, but you also had some conversation with Dr. Fauci about Facebook and consulting him. Did they consult him about what speech they should suppress and all that? He said, no. What's your take on what's going on there?
Well, I also asked him in that line of questioning, how close is your relationship with Mark Zuckerberg? And he obviously talked about his email relationship, and asked him if he's got his cell number. And he is a guy that has been flopping all around the place on any issue, from the number of projected deaths from the get-go to the spacing to just – he, if you take a clip at some point in time – has had a point of view everywhere. The place he's going to get in trouble is where Rand was questioning him, and that's on the origin of this. It's now flipped to where everyone, because they had put so much money into the World Health Organization, into the experiments in the Wuhan lab, and Rand pretty well had him in a tight spot, and it got hot because it was true. And I ask him mostly about how much he's going to be flagging issues for the administration where they want to tell Facebook that's misinformation. Imagine an administration wanting to tell somebody that controls 190 million viewers, readers, about what to say and what not to. Also ask him, would you be for a vaccine mandate for grade school kids? And
I saw that conversation, and I thought it was kind of amazing when Fauci basically said, well, we need to wait until all the data comes in, and then we'll decide and all that. And then you said, well, shouldn't that be left to the parents? You know, I mean,
my goodness.
I mean, you know, Lord help us if we actually think that parents should be involved with what happens with their kids. Well, Senator Braun, for your time today, sorry it was a short time. I appreciate so much that you made time for us today. Next time we'll go a little bit longer. I'll buy you a cup of coffee or something, and we'll spend some time together. Thanks so much for your time today, sir.
You bet. My pleasure.
Talk to you soon.
Podcasts by Federated Media.